Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Doug Hagman here with Joe Hagman. Together we are the Hagman and Hagman Report, America's premier father-son investigative reporting team. But our very special guest is, you know, if I was Charlie, she'd be like one of the Charlie's Angels, okay? I mean, you talk about a really, and I say that with all due respect, because she's a very good investigator. I guess that was kind of a bad example because that was just a TV show, and I guess they were just kind of, I never really watched it, so I'm not sure. I thought they were investigators. But anyway, you talk about a really great investigative reporter, but a solid Christian and a very good analytical mind. Her name, of course, is Sheila Zielinski. And she has something called the Weekend Vigilante. Go to weekendvigilante.com. And the Weekend Vigilante, the report, her radio show. It's a fantastic radio show. And she has done so much for so many. She really has. And she's informed so many. She's the author of The Green Gospel. And folks, if you haven't read that book, you talk about an eye-opening experience. My goodness. Now, Sheila is going to be heading up the media panel and heading up a number of things at here, the Watchman Conference. You can get a chance to meet her. I know I'm looking forward to seeing her again. Last time I saw her in person was at the at Whitestone, and we had a tremendous time with Pastor David Langford and Steve and others at Whitestone. But getting to know her was really a pleasure, and understanding where she was, you know, where she was coming from, and really understanding Sheila as a fellow Christian and a fellow warrior in the war in which we find ourselves in. Now, before we get back to her, let me just say this: a fantastic therapy. I'm involved in therapy. Not really. What I'm referring to, folks, is WholeTonesLive.com. And to me, WholeTonesLive.com is therapy of sorts. WholeTonesLive.com, well, I'll say that music is one of life's greatest pleasures. It has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to one's eye, or to the power to quiet a racing mind. Music has the power to heal. It has the power to, it's been used for the ages to treat things like depression and create energy, induce sleep, relieve chronic pain, reduce stress. We had the man behind the music, Michael Terrell. He created Whole Tones. We had him on, and he talked about the inspiration for Whole Tones, the fact that the frequencies were studied in the music of King David, and were really believed to have astounding healing effects. And you know, we know that we're all stressed out. I actually had an appointment early this morning, and I was driving, and apparently I was not driving fast enough for the guy behind me. And boy, did I, you know, I know some new sign language now. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what a few of those signals meant, but anyway, road rage, slip a disc in your car and listen to that. But most importantly, we have it playing here in our studio, and it really has a calming effect. It induces productivity. It helps others sleep. I received a letter from a woman who heads up a child care facility. And she said, you know, we've been playing that music, and the almost instant reaction, to the children. By the children, the wildness calmed down, and actually we got these for my grandchildren. Okay, to be, well, they are my grandchildren, but so it's just fantastic. You can't beat this, folks. Show support or support our show, and go to WholeTonesLive.com. Get a free sample of the soothing, relaxing, revitalizing music. Let's go to WholeTonesLive.com. Check out the free sample and then order the DVDs. Download the music, and I guarantee you won't be sorry. That's WholeTonesLive.com. WholeTonesLive.com.
All right. With that, we are going to bring back our guest, Ms. Sheila Zielinski, the Weekend Vigilante. Her book, Green Gospel.
The New World Religion, by the way.
and she will be speaking with us at the Hear the Watchman conference coming up in Dallas in just days away, 20 days.
Yeah, that's scary. Actually, Sheila, that's scary. I mean,
only 29 days this month.
I can't believe how 2016 has flown by. You know, we've got so much going on in 2016. You know, I can't help but think when our good friend Pastor David Langford said, I think on both of our shows, or maybe when I was still with you guys, he said, you know, that word acceleration, man, did he get a word from the Lord, huh? I mean, it I just cannot believe. It's really hard to keep up to headlines every... It used to be every day you'd see something pretty crazy, but now it seems like a minute by minute thing where it's unbelievable. We've got this Turkey situation brewing and other hot spots heating up, and back home here it's Caligula level crazy town, and these terrorists you were talking about, ISIS, just before the break. It's amazing, Doug and Joe, how these terrorists now have more control, more territory, more weapons, and more money than they ever had. And we, the people, while they're, you know, stockpiling these weapons, are unilaterally disarming against this enemy. We've become isolated, abandoning our allies, opening up these big chunks, you know, of the world open for these subhuman barbarians to get stronger. And it's like our military is so now badly degraded while the enemy's on the rise. And I think, like, let's take a macro view. If we have fewer combat-ready soldiers since before, what, World War I? We're abandoning our borders, and no one in government, and this is what goes back to Trump saying, you know, let's support securing the borders. I get that, because our politicians will not secure a system that's secure. So, I mean, and if now, of course, if you support a secure and border and a deportation of all these flooding immigrants, well, then you're a racist. You don't like Muslims. You don't like Latinos. Oh, you must be a Tea Party. You must, you know, whatever. Pick your phrase. And we've got border chaos. I think I read somewhere last week, Joe and Doug, something like 777,000 pending immigration cases are pushing them through. The courts are in a backlog. The system is just so set up to fail, and yet more fraudulent shenanigans by the imperial president. I call him Benito Mussolini. But listen, when you have a post-constitutional crisis, you've got all these appointment clauses under attack, the Commerce Clause, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth, the Ninth, the Tenth, the 14th, and now the Treaty Clause. Is that not newsworthy to anybody that we have a president who is conducting himself as a despot? And yet, again, nothing to see here. No one bats an eye. And what's amazing is these so-called civil libertarians out there, they're not saying a word either. And these phony fraud liberals and journalists out there, again, it's crickets news. And yet, I that's it. I'm going to buy that domain, Crickets News. Crickets Chirping News. That's what I'm going to actually, we should buy that nuts.com, because things are nuts. But that's the news of the century, I think, when you have a complete despot. I mean, does it amaze folks to know the frauds that this guy has committed? I don't think I think the last I checked, there was 72 impeachable offenses by this commander-in-chief, and we're not allowed to talk about it, Doug and Joe.
And you know, Sheila, we don't even know really who he is, and I know people take that as really this birther nonsense, but it's not.
Right,
I
mean, and the racist stuff, but you know.
We don't know for certain his legal name, and people, it's hard for people to wrap their mind around that, but Barry Satoru is the last legal name that he is really appeared to use, and then he kind of just shifted to Barack Hussein Obama II from Barry Satoru.
Yeah, and before.
But there's no paperwork I found.
Osama bin Laden's, you know, half brother George Bush was the worst president in U.S. history, and now Obama has by far stepped way over his line. Yeah. And not only that, he ran on this platform of, you know, he said what he was going to do, fundamentally transform America. He did it, but not only that, he did it by not stopping the Bush policies, but by furthering them, furthering the lawlessness, the unconstitutional actions like NDAA, everything he does is illegal.
The Patriot Act.
It seems. Yeah.
Well, this you mentioned a good word there, lawless administration, and it plans to bypass what, 2/3 requirement for Senate ratification on this newest climate change treaty that he wants to hammer again because he just can't seem to get this carbon tax scheme, you know, trading. I mean, does people understand the green money? Well, there you go. Green backs on the green gospel. There you go. Because it is like I don't think it's $20 billion levy that they rake in for these green carbon credit swaps. And I mean, that's stunning to me that, you know, they can enter into this politically binding hybrid agreement to what, name and shame climate scoffers. I mean, he's letting the Environmental Protection Agency run amok. He's letting the United Nations run amok as well. You know, pledged to bankrupt the coal industry, enact a de facto cap and trade regime. I mean, this president could not get it through Congress. So that's not enough for him. He has to, you know, again, decree it like Benito Mussolini. It's amazing to me how this, I feel like I'm in a bad Twilight Zone episode, Doug and Joe.
And that's the point, because, you know, as you said, the intensity of the news and events that are happening continues to increase and multiply and accelerate. And this is being done for a reason. We have to understand that we're being hindered. They're hiding something, whether it's our trying to keep us away from our relationship with Jesus and the gospel and reading his word, or whatever it is. The over inundation of news and information, especially a lot of it just, you know, seemingly important but useless overall, is serving some purpose.
We got about six emails here wanting me to tell Sheila. Sheila, I think you might have mentioned this. I can't remember the conversation or even if it was on air. There's a Family Guy episode mentioning Scalia. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Well, and not only that, but the fact that there's so many of these cartoons. I mean, you guys have seen the Illuminati trading card deck, and they've got all these bizarre things on them, like, that have happened even in the 90s. It's amazing. If you look at this deck in its entirety, it's all hidden in plain view, isn't it? I mean, somebody the other day said, oh, I just can't wait for the new Pete's Dragon on Walt Disney, because it was kind of this cute little show when people were kids. If people even know what a devil Walt Disney was, and it's kind of sad that, you know, we're sort of written off as these kooks. It's like, oh, you guys think everything's a conspiracy and everybody's a Freemason, everybody's Illuminati. But if people actually even read Fritz Springmeier's book, The Bloodlines of the Illuminati, go pull the chart of the family tree and go look at the fact that Hitler was a Rothschild and all these presidents are related, and you get into the occult piece of this. I mean, these people are Satanists, and that is a fact. And yet people think that's so outlandish, but it's not very far from the truth. And so, you know, what did that David Spangler say there, Doug and Joey? Said, you know,
no one will enter the New World Order unless they take a Luciferian initiation.
Exactly. There you go. Bingo. So over and over, these guys quote these nefarious things. And again, nobody bats an eye. So I don't know if it's mind control or MK Ultra projects or beam weapons or DARPA projects or the chemtrails or what it is. But you find that people are just in a fog. They're in such a stupor that you can't even have a conversation about this, because they just shut down. They shut off. It's this kind of, I don't know, cognitive dissonance meets bystander apathy meets fog of deception. I don't know. I think that's probably what Paul was talking about when he said seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, because we're in a mess here. In the church, we're in the mess in our country, on the war front, you know, any day, World War III, the economy is imploding, concurrent to all that. I mean, this is not looking good, Doug and Joe.
No, and nor will it either, if we are living in the times of prophecy unfolding of the last days that we're told about, as in the days of Noah. We should only expect it to get worse, but pray and hope and do our best to see that it possibly can get better. You know, it strikes me that the scripture says, for lack of knowledge, my people perish, but we're in a time where knowledge is so abundant, but it's the knowledge that's important that's being ignored.
Absolutely. Well, and again, you know, you mentioned that my people perish through a lack of knowledge. If people would just get in the word and really push in and seek God's face, I think that's important too, because you know, if you want the anointing and you want the wisdom and you want God's infilling, I mean, it's really, I mean, and again, I'm not going to get into the whole, you know, baptism of the Holy Spirit, but if you have that dunamis power where you're going out and, you know, ministering to people and spreading the gospel, healing the sick, delivering people, laying hands on the, you know, infirmed, I mean, that's all part of the Great Commission. But the other piece of it is our prayer life is pretty pathetic. And, you know, we have a culture now where it's like, you know, everybody was emailing me about that war room show. And I thought, what is so earth-shattering about this war room movie? So the woman has a prayer closet. We should all have one. Like, why is that movie such a big, oh, that's just such a great show? That should be everyday life, that we're in our prayer closet and seeking God, seeking His face. And that's not a cutesy thing to say, seeking God. But how does He say that we will find Him? Well, we know what it is in the Word. And so fasting and praying is a big piece of this. And I think that, you know, that's something that if somebody out there is listening and they say, well, I've never fasted, but, you know, and I'm not talking about fasting, you know, some TV channel. I'm talking about actual biblical fasting, which is food. Well, I fasted off Twitter yesterday. Well, that's not quite good enough. I don't think that really cuts it. So, you know, get into the Word and get pressed in and see what God is saying, because God is the only answer to this. And I think, you know, as things get worse and worse, I'm hoping people do snap out of it. But Doug, in all the years that you guys have done radio, what do you think is going to wake the people up? Because I'm at a loss.
You know what I think? I mean, if people knew.
The mushroom cloud, I meant.
Well, I'll tell you something. If people really knew what I think would wake us up, I really think that they would be depressed, because I think the only thing that's going to wake us up is if something becomes so personal and so drastic. I mean, if
life changing
a 9/11 event that affects everyone.
And like I said, I hope that's not a mushroom cloud on the horizon, but I mean, I'm just wondering if it's going to take something, you know, I don't know, space-based weapons platformed aimed at each other. Is it going to take artificial intelligence? I don't know what, I mean, you got transhuman on the rise so much that all these kids now are, you know, I think it was Steve Quayle actually yesterday had a story on his website about all these young kids who welcome the mark of the beast. You know, it's just frightening. And what they're telling people in their churches is, oh, that's not what that means. You know, just, you're good to go. You know, technology's advancing. We've got to get with the time, folks. And yeah, there's a double-edged sword with that, though, isn't there?
And we can take calls after this, but I think you answered your own question. I think the Lord's pouring out of His Holy Spirit on all flesh might have to do the trick, because what else will besides calamity and great loss?
Well, it's back to the week going up with the terrors, right? I mean, the sun shines on the just and the unjust. So
exactly. And folks, if I can just remind everyone, tomorrow night we're going to have Paul McGuire on for the entire show. He's going to be talking about this very issue. In fact, the write-up will go up tonight. You can go to YouTube and check part of it. But my goodness, can't wait. But you know, Sheila, you've done so much to wake so many people up. But I think you're right. I think, I think at the end, what we're looking at is, something big.
Yeah, dark spiritual powers that are blinding people.
All right, let's hit the phones. We should let people know we're taking calls. 84 our number's unlisted. Boy, did we just start this like, you know, a week ago?
844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. And we will take calls.
Or if you want to spell it out, it's Mutt and Jeff. Never mind.
I'm too kidding. Young to do the phone and the letters. That's back when your phone actually had numbers on
Beachwood
them.
Beachwood 9762.
Our phones today are just screens.
Well, at least you have a phone. I had a little cup with a string on it when I was a kid. I'm kidding.
All right.
Smoke sick, actually.
Well, sometimes I think they work better given the digital technology.
Yeah, we made a few of those. They go pretty long distances when we were kids.
All right, folks. Line up. 84 to speak with Sheila. What an honor. What a privilege. 844-769-2944. Eric, who do we got? Anyone yet? Because we didn't give out the number. Oh, I don't have it. We don't. So I guess
you
we.
Got, you got the. You got the.
No, see,
call.
I can't turn it on here. Okay.
All right, I got it for you.
Look, see, I did everything right. Hold on, people. Talk among yourselves here for a moment.
Right.
Okay. See. All right. Here
we
go.
Got Nick in Florida.
All right. See, all right. I did that right, right? Sheila, this is fun, isn't it? Okay. We have this interface with the... oh, there we go. All right.
No space.
No space.
So you don't need me?
I don't need you. We don't need
you. We need you. Just not
for this. I mean, not for this. All right. We're going to take people who are on hold the longest. We're going to go right now to... I got to make sure I press the right number. Nick. Nick out of Florida. Nick, you're on with Sheila Zielinski, the Weekend Vigilante.
Hello, Tesla 123. Is this thing on? You guys are having way too much fun. This is Nick, the musician from Florida. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. You're on with Sheila.
Great. I also was the guy that sent you the nearly exhaustive list of predictions for 2016. Yeah, that was me.
I've got that pinned to our board in my office.
With darts on it, yeah.
No,
yeah,
no,
with darts.
No.
I'm kidding. Thank you. Okay, I just sent you the link to the Family Guy thing. In that episode, they mentioned his death as being a result of a hunting accident.
Correct.
That's bizarre. Okay, so kind of now...
10 years... To the 10 years to the day that episode aired, or 10 years to the day from when Cheney actually had the hunting accident.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's another connection there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Twilight Zone, Sheila, you are so right. Also, another question I want to pose this to all three of you, because you guys had mentioned the pre-trib, post-trib thing. Do you find that when people discredit those who believe in the pre-trib rapture, is it because they ascribe the fact that people want an escape?
Yeah, I think I'll answer that, Nick, in Florida. I thank you for that question. I think part of it is, and I've heard this said before, right on some of these broadcast ministries, I don't want to go through this, I don't want to go through tribulation. I'm out of here.
Right.
So I think that just that idea that kumbaya, I'm out of here, I don't have to deal with all this stuff, I think that's a little more of an attractive option than having to, have the devil's wrath poured out at a time, right? So,
absolutely.
Things are ramping up, and I think that's where the dystopic trance comes in to this fog of seducing spirits, where people just think, oh, that pre-trib thing, that sounds good. I picked that. So without actually looking at the scriptures really solidly. And
absolutely.
Again, it's not a salvation issue to me, personally, but I mean, I'm open for discussion. I mean, I read David Langford's book, and that book, once I studied it out, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, Nick, I was a pre-tribber, hardcore. So, I just sadly was, I was not as scripturally astute at that time as a scriptorian than I am now. So that's my comment on it. And go ahead, Doug and Joe.
Well, I would say that who wouldn't want to be taken out of here before calamity, persecution, tribulation comes? At the same time, I was raised not knowing either way, pre or post, until we started the show, actually. And just from my own studies, I'm not dogmatic about it. I put my faith in the Lord, and whatever He wills for me, I'm okay with it.
It's all His timing. Yeah.
Yeah. And my short answer.
Wondering whether or not. Go ahead, Cuck. Yeah.
Well, yeah. My short answer is this: I think there's a very small percentage of people who misunderstand the terminology of the Bible, and that leads to confusion. But I do believe that the other side of the coin is scriptures do not we know that scriptures do not contradict scriptures. So it's an interpretation, at different levels. One might be talking, you know, there's the four different rabbinical interpretations of the scriptures. One might be addressing the literal as opposed to another, you know, implied meaning. So that's the other part of it. And lastly, as far as my personal viewpoint, to me, as long as I have faith in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, does it matter? Because I know that right. I'm going to be, you know, I mean, the road's going to be rough. Buckle up. So whenever he
wants
to call, you know, hey, whenever, that's right, saddle for battle. And whenever he calls us, it's good enough for me.
Right, absolutely, and I totally agree. I was just wondering whether or not you have noticed in your speaking with people that some of them don't believe in it only because they say that others who do are only looking for an escape without the actual support to back up either way. See, it's kind
I
of
hear
a
that
hard question.
As an argument mm-hmm. used more often than not, and I haven't heard it used too often in a way that I know what you're asking, caller, and the way I hear it posed mostly is more so concerned than it is I'm right and you're wrong kind of attitude.
Right, and it shouldn't be. And of course, the devil wants us in division. You know, that's an obvious by the things he's doing to us continually. And I think that some of the situations involved with this, when people think about this, I've heard it said that, well, if we don't know when it's going to take place, it also catches the devil by surprise, because he also always has to be ready, always has to have an antichrist in the wings, because even he doesn't know. There's no prerequisite situations of prophetic fulfillment prior to the rapture that has to take place, and that goes back to the doctrine of imminency and some of these other issues.
Right.
I was just wondering if you guys had come across this, that people only say, well, I don't believe in it, only because those that do want an escape.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a great answer. Go look up my pre-trib versus post-trib and view the comments, and that'll keep you busy for the next 2 days. And
course,
I'm sure it'll be mentioned on there somewhere.
And then there's the pre-wrath and everything. And again, but
right.
That's a good point. It does catch the devil by surprise, because he doesn't know when it's going to happen. So it's very interesting stuff. And I'm not saying I ascribe to either. I just wonder if you guys had come across the reason that people don't is because people that do want an escape. It's a slippery slope, and it's not a salvation issue. Well, folks, let you go.
Thank you, Nick. I'm going to cut you.
Great
oh,
call.
Oh, man. Nick, I'm sorry. Fat fingers there on the button. I do that all the time. I'm sorry about that. That was unintentional. Thanks, Nick. Sheila, two things before we get the other call. You got an email from JK. Just wanting to say this. What a hoot is the subject line. Can you imagine Sheila and Steve Quayle on the same stage? Both have a way with words, new phrases, and both of you zero right in on situation or person with amazing accuracy. Love your Sheila-isms. So you're right up there. So,
well, they used to call me, I think Mike Moore repeated this too, so it was funny. They called me Steve Quayle in a skirt, and I thought, poor Steve, he's not a big transgender supporter, so I think he'd be horrified to look at that image. But anyway, Steve, we love Steve, and Steve is honestly one of the men originally that inspired me to do what I do, because I actually was driving on a coastal trip, and I was hearing George Norrie, and he brought on Tom Horn that night. And then, of course, I Googled Tom Horn, and Steve Quayle came up, and that was a long time ago, and the rest is history, so to speak, Doug. So, and then, of course, I found them on your show, too. So it's just amazing how Steve has inspired so many of us, too, Steve and Tom and others.
Exactly. And, yeah, you're exactly right. And Karen, I will send the email that you sent to Sheila, as opposed to trying to read that on the air. It's just a little bit cumbersome. Next up, we're going to go to Paul. Paul, you're up with Sheila Zielinski.
Good evening, Dub Joe and Sheila. Yeah, I called to talk about the judge. But I got kind of freaked out on hold. I got freaked out on hold here, because I haven't really landed on eschatologically. I don't know where I'm at yet. I've been all over the map. I've been to all kinds of churches over the years, and I kind of backed off from it. Like, you know, this is not like a salvation issue. I'm tired of people, you know, saying this and that. But if I don't land somewhere, am I going to get left behind? Hey,
on the Scalia-ish?
No, we're on eschatology.
Oh,
you called for... Okay, I got you. So you work your way through that on the hold. Okay.
If you...
Yeah, exactly.
If you and the Lord have a personal relationship, you don't have to worry about anything else. I mean, as long...
Yeah. No, we get that.
So, the judge thing, I haven't heard anybody... You know, I come up with my own weird conspiracy angles, I guess. You know, like I called a few weeks ago about the Chinese restaurant thing, but...
Yes. I remember that.
Think, yeah, well, thanks. you know, there's all these reasons why it's odd, you know. He didn't take agents with him, no family. It just doesn't add up, right?
It doesn't, does it?
Well, maybe he didn't die down there. Or maybe he was taken and escorted down there. Maybe he was nuked at home or on the way or at a restaurant and, you know, thrown into a van and taken down there because nobody down there wants to talk. And all the stories they're coming up with are, you know, hodgepodge and it's just nothing adds up.
Yeah. You know, a thought that crossed my mind a day or two after this happened was, what if he didn't pass? What if this is the people's way of getting into their hiding? And I'm not, this was just a thought, as I said. You know how people say that they're going to, the elite or powers that be will bug out at some point and go into the mountains in hiding. I often wonder if they'll do that. How will they accomplish it without attracting attention? And that's...
What? Perfect way.
Interesting. Well, Paul, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. We're going to move on.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
All right, man.
All right, go for it. Bye.
All right, buddy.
I would think that theory I just gave out would have to do much more mass.
But
mass
Paul brings up some really incredible points because there's so many inconsistencies. And, you know, the fact that they're throwing out, back to what you said in the beginning, Joe, about the fact they're throwing out anybody questioning it, they're re-dredging up that word conspiracy theory. I mean, because let's face it, no two, you know, conspiracy, me and Joe could do a conspiracy to what, you know, do something nefarious, but we can't have a conspiracy to go bake a cake. That's not a conspiracy. So if you have one or more people, usually two or more people plotting something evil, that's a conspiracy. Are you telling me that everybody thinks that there's never been two or more people up to no good? I mean, that's so ridiculous.
You know what, Sheila, we've testified against so many people under the banner of conspiracy as investigators that, you know, I can't even count. 30 years.
Cass Sunstein's paper on conspiracies from 2009 even writes that they should, as a government, create conspiracies and feed into those conspiracies in order to understand them better, they say. That they should create their own and continue to... perpetrate those conspiracies.
All right, we're going to move on. Next up is Deborah, followed by Mike Marcy in Rounding It Out with Karen. Deborah, you're up with Sheila Zielinski. Deborah, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I have about three things to say. The first one I want to say is I was supposed to get the green Fulbright last summer.
Deborah?
Whoa.
Deborah, are you on a cell phone or a landline?
A cell phone.
Okay.
It's very staticky.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can try speakerphone or vice versa.
Stand on your head, rabbit ears. I don't know.
It's just, you hear mostly static.
Is that better?
No, that's even worse. Can you, like, wrap yourself around an antenna somewhere?
I wish I could.
Oh, Deborah, I'm so sorry. We can't even understand you. We're going to cut you loose. If you can, we'll keep the line open for you. If you can get to open air or a cell tower or, you know, climb the tower, that'd be great. I'm so sorry, dear. All right. Yeah, that's so frustrating. Next up, Mike in PA. Mike, we're coming to you. Mike, you're up.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This is more like an observation, I guess, than a question or anything. But, you know, the Word tells us that the devil is the father of lies and the author of confusion. So ultimately we know who's behind this.
Yes.
But, you know, he has, he's so sophisticated, he has planted so many rabbit holes from anywhere from CERN to Jade Helm to Planet X underground bases, you know, and every rabbit hole leads to another rabbit hole. And I think that, you know, the Lord would want us to know really what's going on behind the scenes, but at the same time to keep our focus on Him, because ultimately He's the one that's going to control the situation. And I'll let you go. I just wanted to make that comment. God bless you, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Mike.
I vehemently agree with Mike, because at the end of the day, that is true. I mean, I have an urgency to, you know, save souls, but also the wisdom and knowledge that we need in these last days comes from God, divine protection. Go read Psalm 91. So, I mean, I think ISIS ought to be scared of Holy Ghost-filled Christians myself, but, I mean, because we're, our prayers, I mean, it says the, you know, prayers of an effectual person availeth much. You know, so I think that we have to get back in our serious prayer place to be worshiping, praising, seeking God's face. I just think it's so important, because at the end of the day, the caller's right. You know, all this stuff, you can go down 10 million rabbit holes, and, you know, it just gets to be mind-numbing for people, especially the new people that email me and say, I just woke up a year ago, and man, I can't take this. So, you know, bottom line is, get right with Jesus Christ. That's really the answer to all of this. And that's not some cutesy little, you know, let's not deal with reality kind of dystopic statement of just, well, you know, kumbaya, we're just Jesus Christ all the way. No, it's about really having that personal relationship. As you said, Joe, that's important. So.
And that personal relationship, the Lord will give you attributes and knowledge and understanding in ways that you don't even know where or how you got it at certain times. But that's when you're on that right track, you'll start to see things from a clearer perspective.
Amen. All right, we're going to go to Marcy. Marcy from Michigan, you're up with Sheila Zielinski, the Weekend Vigilante.
Hi, Sheila. It's very nice to finally meet you and talk to you on the phone. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks, Marcy. How are you? What's your question or comment?
All right. I'm here in Michigan. We're experiencing a huge snowstorm. There's about 9-10 inches out there right now. But what I was calling, and Joe and Doug, thank you guys so much for everything all three of you guys do for us, because finally we get some news that we can trust, and it's worthy, because it's about the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen to that. Yesterday, Paul Bagley and Anita Fuentes reported about over 600 bankers, global elite, retired FBI, CIA, high government officials are retiring and are bugging out right now and going into the mountains. What do you have to say about that, Sheila? And what should we know about this?
Well, I haven't dug down deep into that story, because that just broke in the last few days. But I'm actually doing a show tomorrow, a UK show on that, and I've got a lot of notes. But, I mean, I really want to get to the bottom of that, caller, because, Marcy, sorry, I think
right
that's
on.
Really, I mean, that there's something very nefarious going on here. There's something they know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's something. There's a systematic takedown, a shakedown. This is a breakdown of our whole entire culture of America. And, again, I think that, you know, they know something we clearly don't. And that's where I think
Absolutely.
We go back to our prayers. And, you know, I send out the warring angels every day to go after these, you know, expose every plot and plan of the enemy. And again, which is why I'm really anxious to get this power prayer book out, because, you know, we've spent 30 years, me and Carla, putting these prayers together. And I think they're incredible prayers that are going to be very effective in our country, praying for our leaders the proper way. What does the Bible say about how we should pray? A lot of people say, well, don't you pray for Obama? I don't pray for devils. So, you know, and maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe I need some...
No, you know, I don't think you are.
Well, that's where I'm at right now, until God tells me. Me and God are pretty tight. So once he says, Sheila, you better start praying for Obama, then I have no problem doing that. But it hasn't been a big thing on my heart. But thank you for that. And God bless the state of Michigan.
Oh, thank you. We are under a satanic curse because of the state of Michigan allowing the satanic group to perform their terrible rituals in the sight of our nation, our government, our state. I am outraged about everything that's going on right now, and people need to wake up. It is time. He is at hand. The Lord is at the door. His hand is on the telephone or the doorknob, and he's twisting it. Come on. It's here. We got to get this prayer. Sheila, thank you for the book. We need all the prayers we can say and to say them constantly and daily and always. That's where we're at. God has shown me as well. We are living in the last moments of a fallen mankind on this planet.
Agree.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank Marcy. You guys so much for all you guys do. Doug and Joe, I love you guys, man. I thought they took you off my YouTube account. I went to your videos and it said they're not here no more due to too many videos that were, you know, being made up. And I told Paul Bagley that, and then I found out it was just those two channels. But oh, I am so afraid because they are.
They're coming after us. That was an imposter channel that we shut down.
And Marcy, on the right hand of our website, there's at least four or five different ways you can listen. So if one ever fails,
praise
to
God,
go to the website.
I mean, because I was so afraid, man. Because I need to hear what's going on. Because we're here. We are here. Praise the Lord too.
Yeah, I empathize with the caller because, you know, there's so many people out there too, and that's a big part of what we get all the time is, Sheila, Doug, Joe, do you guys know anybody in my state? And that goes back to Remnant Roundup, which I want to talk about at the Watchman Conference. We need a tool to really connect people to states and cities, and so that we're boots on the ground. And if this thing does go south and we get punted off the internet, I want people to be able to be connected in their neighborhoods or cities or states. So,
and I'm here with whatever you guys say. I'm here. I got a son here. He's 36. We are for our Father, the Savior, you guys, all the Christians that are out here trying to show the sleepers. I've only woke up myself, and thank God it was from you people that I'm talking to on the phone. Praise God for you guys. Thank you so much. And I know it was Jesus bringing me to the truth. And I mean, I cannot say enough how happy I am to be able to finally have someone validating what I knew was going on and have no one to speak to because they think I'm nuts now.
Hey, join the club. Marcy, you're in good company. God love you. Thank you. You're not in this alone. We're going to move on, but know that we love you and hang in there. And give your son a hug. And
praise God, you guys.
Even the big strapping guy he is. All right. God bless you.
Right on.
Thank you.
God bless.
All right. Next, we're going to Karen.
And then I think we have Deborah back.
Karen, go ahead. You're on with us.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. I kind of have a lot of stuff to cover here, and I don't want to be too confusing. Did you get the emails I sent you about the Pope's name, title being 666?
Yes, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send those to Sheila.
The vicar, Vicar of Christ title, 666?
Well, there's four titles, actually, that he, it all adds up to 666 in Roman numerals. There's four different titles. One was the, I had it written down, and now I'm in a different spot. I had everything written down.
Sheila.
What's that?
We'll forward it to Sheila, Karen, in their
Let me just say this to Karen before, I'll look at it. But there's a lot of numerology and occult. There's a lot of significance to these number formulations and the numerology. You know, Satan always twists what God makes. And, you know, look at the book of Numbers. God made numbers, and yet Satan twists it into this cabal of nightmarish Luciferian little symbolism. So, it's all over the place. We've talked about that before, Doug Washington, and, you know, these names.
This is the Roman numerals. If you look at Rex Laticus Secretus, it's king of the Roman priests, and then a vicar of the Son of God, and the other captain of the clergy. and Vicar of the Court, all four of those names in Roman numerals. Like if you take the L, you take the V is 5, you take the I, it's 1, and then you take the D is 500. When you add them up, it adds up to 666 with all those names.
It's interesting, isn't
Hello?
It?
Yes, yeah, but the other... There's somebody calling in me, but on me. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to bring up is: do you think the fourth system, the beast system, is the Vatican? It's the church with the nation.
Well, there's a lot of argument on that. I mean, typically it's known as Rome, but you know, there's some people like I know Joel Richardson and some of those guys have a little different take on that. You know, I mean, it's laid out pretty clearly in the prophets and the book of Revelation, and every single day is like a nature hike through the book of Revelation. So I would suggest that people really make it a point to get into an exegesis on Daniel, on the book of Revelation.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Daniel and Revelation, where it says the woman sits upon the beast and a woman in the church. I'm on the phone, Sean. Usually the woman is the church. If you look up woman in the Bible, it usually means the church, and the beast is the kingdom.
Well, make sure you shoot the guys your email, and I've done a show on that whole system, so I'll make sure we get that out to you, Karen.
Yeah, and I would just say that it seems to be the systems of the world, the religious, economic, and political systems all rolled into one, because in every aspect of those systems, money's worshipped, politicians are worshipped, right, and false gods are worshipped.
And Karen, we got to cut you loose. God bless you. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right. Sheila, we're going to go back to Deborah. We're going to try this again with Deborah.
Hi, is
Deborah.
It better?
Better.
Oh, yeah.
Man, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm standing in the parking lot now.
Oh, you poor thing. Okay.
I hope it's not cold.
It's not too bad. It's probably about 30 here in Oklahoma right now, but it was a good day for the Franklin Graham to come to Oklahoma to pray in the Capitol steps.
Yeah, amen.
But three things. First of all, I wanted to ask how your wife is doing.
Me?
Yeah.
Much better, thank you. Much better, thanks.
Okay. Okay. The second thing is, last summer, this was 2014, I did call in and I wanted a copy of Green Gospel, and I did. I was one of the three, but I never got it. So, and I hear you're having problems, so maybe I'll just see you in Dallas and we can talk then.
Absolutely.
Then
I never did get those emails from anybody that won that night. So we'll definitely get that. I'm glad you phoned, because I was hoping somebody would get a hold of me, because I thought there was people that, I think there was three of them. So yeah, I'll definitely give you one in Dallas. Looking forward to seeing you out there. And I wouldn't say as much problems as I think sometimes the enemy just has some very interesting things he uses to suppress us. And so, you know, we go through challenges, but that's okay, Doug. We're tough. We're battle warriors.
Well, yeah, I feel horrible now. Okay.
Oh, we'll find out if the problem's on our end or where.
Yeah, just questioning. Oh, I'm sorry. Just questioning if we could do something on curses. And how they affect generations, because that's what I've been dealing with, actually. I didn't even realize it, but I was dealing with them all my life, and I'm still battling. It's getting better. I'm still dealing with job issues and, honestly, poverty, so...
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got a perfect bunch of videos to go look up on my YouTube channel. I deal with soul ties, poverty curses that come through the father and mother's bloodline, and every single person out there has soul ties, by the way, and also generational curses that go all the way back to even Adam and Eve, and it's all very scriptural, and we get into that.
Okay.
And then do a prayer at the end for, you know, some deliverance on that. I think everybody should go back and look those up, so do check that out, Carl.
I will. Thank you so much. Yes, it's been very difficult. There's no one here for me. I mean, I do mean that. I reach out to people, and because I'm single, I don't have anybody. And so with everything coming, it makes a person want to be very fearful. So yeah. I need connections.
Well, I want you to know that, Karen, you're not alone, because we get that email. You know, we get hundreds of emails a week, and it's the very same thing, that we want to connect with people, like-minded people. So we're going to make that happen some way. I know the Lord, I've really been impressed upon my heart to make that happen. So we'll make sure we can get folks connected to some other people.
Oh, one last thing. There was another machete attack down here in Oklahoma, and interestingly enough, someone told me about it. And then I just happened to get a newspaper, and it was on the, like, the third section of the paper. Somebody's hands were almost cut off. Somebody else was deeply hurt, and they haven't caught the guy. And we don't know if it's drug. In fact, the story just kind of, like, disappeared. So I actually got the newspaper article, and I was going to send it to Dave Hodges, because honestly, I have his address. But it's continuing to happen here, and we've seen a lot of Islamic, honestly, refugees here doing really bizarre things and trying to intimidate the population, and it's very alarming.
Yeah, it's happening all over America. Very alarming indeed. Well, that's Deborah. Where we need the prayers, right, Deborah?
Oh, in the Power of Prayer book, where do I get that?
It's not out yet, but April will be looking for it.
Okay, because I really need that. I believe in the Power of Prayer. I believe that the Lord has been working on my behalf. I pray for you guys every day, every day.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Amen. And looking forward to meeting you, Dallas. Looking forward to meeting you in Dallas, Deborah. All right. Sheila, we have about 4 minutes left. We're going to try to fit Scott in. But before we do, where can we find your program? Or to tell the people where we can find your program. Your website, of course, is weekendvigilante.com. Anything else you want to plug before we round it out with Scott to close us out?
Yeah, just really quickly. So my program typically is Monday to Friday. It's from 6 p.m. Eastern to 7. It's a one-hour program daily. Got the app, which is great because all the new shows just catalog nicely on there. So do get that. Go to my website, check out some things, including listen on how you can do that. This week, I've only had one guest on last week and one on this week. I'm kind of, you know, I'm limited to who I can have on right now with my dual sound issues from guest and myself. But I plan on, once I get my equipment, and sometime in March, I'm planning to be back full swing, probably as soon as I get back from Dallas, ready to go full bore April 1st, probably. But I'm going to be having at least one or two guests on. So I'm having Chris Ann Hall tomorrow, Steve Quayles Friday, and then probably take a break with all the stuff I'm doing in March. And then March 21st, well, when I'm back, look out, Doug. So I'll be back. Hopefully, you know, thank you guys, all that have donated, by the way. I want to say a very sincere thank you for stepping up and doing that. God bless.
Do we make our goal, or do I have to keep Eric hostage still?
No. I haven't even checked. I know there's been on air, there was a bunch of PayPals that came in, so I have no idea. Okay. But God all bless right. each and every, you know, dime. The Lord will make it happen. It might not be in Sheila's timing, though, so it'll happen.
Yeah, I understand. And when you talk to Chris Ann Hall, remind her that on the 7th, she's got a date with us.
I will.
All right. We're going to close it out with Scott. We've got about 90 seconds, Scott. Scott, sorry to do this to you, buddy. Go ahead.
No big deal. I just wanted to thank you guys. I'm saved out of the Roman Catholic Church. And I found the Lord back in 1985 when I read the scriptures, 1 Timothy 2:5, that God is one and there's one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus.
Amen.
And I just wanted to let you know that the best thing that a Catholic can do is to read the Bible and to see the truth of God and then make that truth their authority in their life.
Wow. Amen. Because you're the last caller, I'm actually, Tim, because you said something so eloquent. If you email Doug and Joe and CC me on it, I'm going to send you out my book tonight. And I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody out in Dallas, and God bless everyone. Doug and Joe, thank you for having me on the program tonight.
Oh, thank you, Sheila.
Anytime.
Scott, go ahead. All right, Scott, email me. Sheila, God bless you.
Sure will.
We love you. All right, man.
Okay. All right.
Till tomorrow with Paul McGuire. I hope each and every one of you have a great night. Thank you for tuning in. here on Global Star Radio Network.
And help Sheila out, weekendvigilante.com. And she works
real hard.
Yeah.
She's been doing it for a long time, and she does a great job.
All right, folks. Have a good one.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.